The good, the bad, and the ugly with Terrence Pillay.
Terrence, I have my own feelings about this, but I'm gonna keep them to myself. And I did see the news. It's everywhere. It's on all the socials. It's on all the newspapers. The Department of Education introducing the comprehensive sexuality education curriculum, grades 4 to 12. By all means, good, the bad, and ugly. This.
So last week I spoke about the grade 9's exit certificate, and there was an overwhelming response on social media. But another issue that emerged warranted some looking into, and this was the so-called sex education program that's meant to be running at schools. So a lot of parents implored me to investigate this because they don't think their kids age 9 and 10 years old should have sex education at schools. And so I investigated and found that there was indeed an uproar about the comprehensive sexuality curriculum education in schools, which is actually what it's called. Some people seem to be reporting it as something else. So firstly, we need to establish that this is not really sex education. The media has in fact been reporting it as school sex education curriculum slammed and so on, making the headlines salacious to sell newspapers and encourage click-throughs on their websites, of course. So yes, obviously there's been an uproar and a lot of misinformation and fake news around this sexuality education program. And this is what I discovered immediately when I started to actually investigate the matter. So one of the things is that the Department of Education has responded to the fake news and false media reports related to the CSE, as it's called, and its merits. Firstly, it's just a component of the life orientation curriculum. It's not the whole curriculum. That's one. The Department of Basic Education's Elisha Mshlangu said they're not introducing anything that is new except the scripted lesson plans, which they've been piloting since 2015. But there's been a constant back and forth with people producing what were some leaked documents that some group put together saying this is what we're going to be teaching our children, and it's got graphic pictures and that kind of nonsense, which of course is all not true.
Fake news at its best.
Fake news. And then the Department of Education went as far as publishing all the scripted lesson plans for grade 4 to grade 12, and both the lesson plans and the educators' guides for comprehensive sexuality education are now freely available on the internet for parents to look. So just go to education.gov today and look at it. And so parents have a chance to see what's going to be taught as opposed to just having a knee-jerk reaction to it. If you go into social media, you'll see people complaining, saying it's terrible, they didn't actually read and understand what's being said. They just read a headline, had a reaction to it, and they all believe that this curriculum is going to be teaching your young kids how to have sex, which is not true. So let's look at some examples. Lesson 4.1 says respect for my own body. Lesson 4.2, respecting the bodies of others. Dealing with conflict, emotions, why am I feeling this way, bullying, responding to bullying, and so on. Then there are lessons on culture, society, the basics of HIV and AIDS, transmission of HIV, and then the last one is celebrating the life of Nkosi Johnson. So in no way is it a sex manual, but parents think it is because they're simply reacting to a headline. And even in grades 11 and 12, the topics being explored are priorities in life, goals, healthy relationships, choosing the right influences, healthy and unhealthy relationships in the media, living a balanced life, staying in control, understanding the consequences of risky behavior, positive role models, violence and rape prevention, support and change, taking action against abuse. These are all positive things. These are things that we want our children to come out of school knowing how to deal with conflict, how to have healthy, positive relationships, how to be a good person that's not going to go around raping and abusing people.
And as we know, these issues, we need them addressed in our youth. We have a pandemic of misunderstanding of all things around sexuality, and it is plainly obvious. that they're not being taught at home.
100%. So the statement, the Department of Education's website says, CSE is not sex education. Mm. CSE does not teach learners how to have sex. Mm-hmm. CSE does not sexualize children. CSE does not only focus on the physical relationships, nor does it teach behavior and values that encourages bad choices. And yet, parents don't read any of this. Mm. They see a headline, they have a knee-jerk reaction to it, and suddenly that becomes the truth. Coming up, I'm going to tell you what else is in this curriculum.
Fantastic.
That you should be
more
looking
with the good, the bad, and the ugly. But Terrence Blay, we can come back.
The good, the bad, and the ugly with Terrence Pillay.
So we established, Terrence Pillay, in part one that everyone got into a big tizzy, fabulous little storm in a teacup on all the socials because you misread comprehensive sexuality education curriculum. And now that we've cleared that up and we've wind our necks in and we've calmed down a little bit.
Yes, and to be fair, they should probably change that name. Anyway, this whole thing is culturally and, shall we say, spiritually, a very contentious subject. And so conservative people who believe that these things are not to be discussed ever and that you will only ever learn about your body and sexuality is when you're standing at the altar or the night after you stood at the altar, is the kind of mindset that's pushing back against this very healthy program. So now there's this guy called James Dobson, a Christian writer who's been quite vocal on the matter. But firstly, we need to acknowledge that the whole premise for his work is that you have to have a mother and a father and have children and live in a house in suburbia with a white picket fence. Mm-hmm. That's his scenario, and that's the crowd that he speaks to. His idea of family is the heteronormative family unit. Mother, father, three children, two boys and a girl, mind you. And all three children will grow up heteronormative and continue to have two boys and a girl. And none of them will ever get involved in an alternative family arrangement like have a divorce, be a single parent, have two dads, have two moms, or a mom and a dad who come from different cultural backgrounds. And I think it's dangerous for people like that to be given this big platform where they are writing columns and informing other people of this narrow-minded, myopic view of the world.
He's got a huge platform, by the way.
Yes. These are the kinds of people who just don't know anything about it, and they're making all these kinds of statements. According to the South African Teachers Union operational director, and this is a man, let me tell you, who's responsible for teachers, Johan Kruger, he said that the implementation of this program would be unacceptable. He said that the union indicated to its members that should they leave the curriculum out, that they should leave the curriculum out if they're not comfortable with it, adding that they will there will be support provided if action was taken against him. How ridiculous. He said that not every teacher can actually provide sexual orientation education to learners, but he, like everyone else, has missed the point. It's not sexual orientation education. This guy is talking without any knowledge of this topic, and he's the head of a teachers union, and he hasn't even looked at the documents. I just don't understand it. And of course, the ACDP lambasted the department, saying that they should rather focus on improving the appalling state of literacy and numeracy in schools instead of teaching children about sex. It's just ridiculous. We are complete people. We are not just people who need to read and count. We are also people who need to interact with others and live a full, holistic life. How do you compartmentalize the learning and say we should focus on literacy and numeracy and not talk about other things?
Humanity.
For me, it's just madness. So what I want to do is, it's a big storm in a teacup, is what it is. And I'm saying to parents that you should wake up and actually read the material before spewing this misinformed opinion and fake news on social media. Maybe leave your phone down and stop checking Facebook for 10 minutes and go and actually read this curriculum. And I urge those people out there who are intent on putting out fake news about this curriculum to cease and desist, because what you're doing is you're setting up an entire generation of children for failure.
If you would like to comment, the blog is up on the website. It's ecr.co.za. Click on the good, the bad, and the ugly. If you have comments, you can engage with Terrence directly on Twitter as well. It's at Terrence Pillay on Twitter. Thank you, Terrence.
At Terrence Pillay.
East Coast Breakfast.